What did Abraham give that even made Melchizedek to say, now, from now, you possess the whole earth and you possess the whole heaven? And in the book of Hebrews, the scripture says what just happened there was a spiritual law. Without contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Period. So when you're watching right now and somebody has got better faith, it is their better faith that can hear you. Someone has got a better understanding without contradiction. There is no argument about that. So in the spirit, there are laws. Somebody say laws. You cannot manipulate them and you can't change them. For example, the law of confession. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. It is a law. So no matter how good you are, you go to church every day, you go every day in the church like this, but if you have not confessed with your mouth, there is no salvation. No matter how you can say you're a Christian, I was born in a Christian, I was raised in a Christian, there is a law. For with confession, for with the heart. So you have to go through certain laws. And there are laws people don't understand. For example, the law of receiving. There are people right now who are waiting for God to give them a miracle. But the law of receiving is so simple. Give and shall be given back. It's a spiritual law. And the scripture says what? Call unto me and I will what? It doesn't say I will answer you, full stop. It says, and show you great and marvelous things. So the problem we have is people pray for a miracle to happen and then they are waiting for things to come. God does not say things will come. No, God will show you. How does God answer you? He will show you an idea. You didn't hear me. He will show you an idea. I'll answer you and show you. So you are sitting in there like this. You pray, Father, I need a financial breakthrough. God will come and show you an idea. Say, see that? Do that. And now you are saying, I have no capital. Some of you, God answered a long time ago. But the problem now is you are putting in things like capital, like what, like what. That's where your faith comes in. Somebody say, I'm here, my prophet. So if you do not understand spiritual laws and legalities, you will find that you're actually praying and you're still broke. Years ago, you're like, I don't know what to do. No, some of you, God is showing you. You see there, I want to put you there. There's some of you, there are seats, there are corridors that God is showing you right now that I want you to be in that corridor. And somebody's still waiting. So I'm praying. He says, go unto me. I will what? In Proverbs 22 verse 2, I will teach you properly this part, this teaching one day. The rich and the poor have this in common. Wait a minute. Wait. It says what? Rich people and poor people have got one thing in common. All of them. One thing in common. What is it that they have in common? It says, the Lord is the maker of them all. Say after me, say spiritual laws. Spiritual laws. If you just know the laws, I promise you, if you just know, I'm not talking about the laws of Moses. I'm talking about the supernatural laws. How? Imagine this, the law of selection, a good example, the law of selection. Everybody would think if Jesus would appear in a hospital today, he will heal everyone in that hospital. No. No. The Bible says in Cana there was a wedding. Does it mean that there was only one wedding? But Jesus only chose one wedding where he performed the miracle. The law of selection. How many children died in his days? But he only chose Jairus' daughter. When he went at the poor Bethsaida, the Bible says they laid a great number of impotent, paralyzed, mute, blind. He said a great number. But he only went there and he would win and left. Because in the spirit, there is a law of selection. Imagine in your family, he just chose you to say, I want you to be saved. I promise you, you're one in a million. Sometimes, if you're moving in a street, sometimes, all that street you may find actually maybe only three of you are born again. But because you don't know it, you just walk like this. I don't know why God doesn't love me. Like, what are you saying? I don't know. So there are laws in the spirit. Somebody say laws.
Laws.
And there's a law of deliverance. All those are laws in the spirit. There's a law of deliverance, law of selection, law of healing. So you must know these laws. A law of deliverance. You cannot command a spirit to come out if you as a person who's commanding have the same spirit. And also, on the law of deliverance, demons only understand authority. That's why a man of authority is a man who submits to authority. I promise you, demons are not foolish. They were once angels, and they know the protocols of heaven. They know the whole hierarchy of heaven. When some angels were blocking an answer of Daniel, the Bible says God dispatched Michael. And when those demons saw Michael, they had to release the angel who was going to Daniel. Say, no, go. We are holding you, but we can't hold Michael. That's why there are things which the enemy can fight you, but that enemy cannot face major one. I promise you. Because spiritually, I have an authority. Karove heta paha. Somebody says, I'm here. Prophets are territorial commanders.